Living in the UK can be pretty confusing sometimes. You know, you're in a new place, surrounded by a bunch of new people with their own weird culture, and it's easy to feel lost. So today, we're going to talk about UK culture shocks and how you can survive them. So let's get cracking. Hey up, mate, and welcome. Hey up, mate, how are you going today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking, and welcome to episode 39 of the Brit Speak Pod. My name is Dan, and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. If you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. Do me a favour, please subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, my friend. It's nice to see you again. Now, if you move to the UK, or if you want to move to the UK in the future, you'll find it takes a while to adjust to your new life. You know, at times, it can be really bloody difficult to get up to speed with British life, and you might find that some things are proper different to your culture, and that can be really stressful. So today, I'm going to try and show you some of the weird stuff that British people do that you probably need to be aware of, and I'll try and give you some tips to deal with some of that weird stuff. So I remember back in 2019, summertime in 2019, me and my fiance at the time, now my wife, were planning a trip to the UK. It was the first time she was going to go to the UK and meet my family and my friends and all that kind of good stuff. But it was summer in Japan, so it was very hot, you know, very sunny, very hot weather, and everyone's wearing summer clothes. And we were going to fly to Manchester. And I remember saying to my wife, you might want to pack some winter clothes as well, you know, because England's a bit unpredictable. So anyway, after a long flight, you know, round the houses, we eventually got to Manchester Airport. Lo and behold, massive thunderstorm, absolutely slinging it down, and it's about 7 degrees. Bear in mind, this is August. So this is a bit of a culture shock for most people when they arrive in the UK. The British weather is usually, let's be honest, pretty shit. It's usually cloudy and miserable and a bit chilly and usually raining. And it's not just a stereotype. It's usually true. And it's not true all the time. Don't get me wrong. It's not like 24/7 rain. Feels like it sometimes, but it's not. And people can deal with it in the short term. If you're traveling to England, it's not bad. But if you live there, it takes a while to get used to how crap the weather actually is. Like, it seems like seasons are a concept that don't exist in the UK. You know, we have four seasons, but they all happen in the same day. You know, you wake up, it's kind of sunny, it's a fresh morning, it's like a spring day. And then by the end of the morning, lunchtime, it starts to get warm. Brilliant, it's summer. I know, let's have a barbecue this afternoon. So you go down the supermarket to get some sausages for your barbecue. And when you come out of the supermarket, it's starting to get a bit grey, innit? A bit chilly, a bit windy. It's autumn. And by the time you actually get home and fire up your barbecue, it's going to be slinging it down, mate. It's just sod's law. It's bound to happen. And you end up having your barbecue inside. You've had all four seasons in one day. And that's a crash course in how British weather works. But the weird thing about the UK is that British people love talking about the weather. I've no idea why. It's such a boring topic. But when you meet a British person that you don't know for the first time, that first topic of conversation, there's a very high chance that it's going to be about the weather. And it's probably going to be about how the weather is rubbish for this time of year, you know. So be prepared to talk about the weather. And British people, we've got thousands of different terms to talk about the weather. I'll probably make an episode about that in the near future, all the weird weather words that we use. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But yeah, get used to talking about the weather, and the weather will probably be pretty bad. Now, a couple of bonus tips for you. First of all, don't bother with the umbrella. It's usually too windy to use it. You'll notice that British people rarely use an umbrella. And it's because it's too windy. By the time you've actually opened your umbrella, it's blown away. So what's the point? Best thing you can do is invest in some kind of waterproof coat with a hood on it. That's much more likely to be useful. Or, you know, just get wet. You're not made of sugar. You'll survive. So yeah, leave the brolly at home. It's probably not going to be much use for you. If you're from a very sunny country, you know, like my wife's from Brazil, probably you're going to need to invest in some vitamin D tablets to get you through the summer, because you're not going to see the sun as much as you would in your own country. And yeah, just when you do get a nice bit of weather, when the weather breaks and you get a nice weekend, make the most of it. Go to the park, go to the beach, do something nice, because it's not going to last forever. Now, thinking back to that trip in 2019, when my wife went to England, I mean, I'll have to get her on the podcast at some time to talk about it, because it was a pretty interesting trip. But another thing that shocked my wife is the food. Like, after a couple of days, I remember we had just been to some restaurant, and she turned to me and she was like, "Dan, I've got a question about English food." "All right." And she was like, "Are you guys scared of flavour? Have you got some kind of allergy to taste? It's like, what's going on with British food?" And it's pretty hard for me to defend it, to be honest, because she's kind of got a point. A lot of British food is quite bland, especially for a country that took over half the world looking for spices. We took all the spices and never bloody learned how to use them. So, yeah, British food is often a thing that people who visit the UK take a while to get used to, because British food is usually pretty bad. The joke is that British food, if prepared correctly, is really that bad. Yeah, it's not just a meme. You know, even British people don't really like British food. I would say the most popular food in the UK is probably Chinese food or like Indian food. Even we don't like British food that much. I mean, the staples are, you know, like fish and chips. I like fish and chips. Who don't like fish and chips? But depends where you are in the country. If you want good fish and chips, you need to go to the seaside. You're not going to find good fish and chips in London city centre, probably. And there's a big thing here, by the way, on a complete tangent. Fish and chips in the north is different to fish and chips in the south. In the north, we like to put, like, sauces on fish and chips. Maybe, like, mushy peas or gravy or, my favourite, curry sauce. But you don't really get that down south. In the words of the famous British comedian Peter Kay, "Hey, has that out moist?" But in south, they don't really do that. Just salt and vinegar. But in the north, the UK, you're going to find things like gravy, curry, mushy peas and that kind of stuff on your fish and chips. Try it. You might like it. Who knows? But definitely salt and vinegar. Vinegar is basically the king of condiments. So you want to put that on your fish and chips. I like fish and chips. A Sunday roast is a popular thing. You know, you go to the pub and you get some kind of roast beef or pork or something with some vegetables and stuff. That's quite nice. Full English breakfast is good. Sausages, bacon, egg, tomatoes, beans. Can't eat every day. It'll kill you. But yeah, we do have some good stuff. But you might find that the British palate takes a while to get used to. So my advice to you is find some restaurants near your house that don't sell British food. You know, if you're from Turkey, find a good Turkish kebab shop. Or if you're from India, find a good curry house. You know, find something that sells your local food. Because there'll be something. Because British food is not good, so we just import food from everywhere else. So you're likely to be able to find some good food, just not from a British restaurant. Or, of course, cook it yourself in supermarkets, and then you can add as much flavour as you like. But, yeah. Recommendations. Oh, one food that I completely forgot, which is the goat of British food, is a Yorkshire pudding. I'm from Yorkshire. Maybe I'm a bit biased, but you can't have a Sunday dinner without a Yorkshire pudding on it. And it's not sweet. It's not a cake. It's like a little bowl that's made out of batter that you put other food in. Yeah, toad in the hole is a version. It's like a big Yorkshire pudding with sausages baked into it. I highly recommend it. So maybe I've missed something. What's your favourite British food? Answer in the comments below. I'm expecting a bunch of memes about British food being terrible, but let me know what is your favourite British food in the comments. Now, another thing that really seemed to baffle my wife on her journey to the UK back in 2019 was that British people are very polite. Super polite, if you will. Ow, super polite. And it's one of those things that it's like we took it too far. We're too polite sometimes, you know. And this is where the expression beat around the bush comes from. I did an episode about this on the Proper British Expressions podcast recently. And you should check it out, by the way. And British people definitely beat around the bush. If there's a difficult topic to talk about, we're not going to talk about it directly. We're going to kind of hint at it. We'll kind of touch on the topic, but we're not going to say it directly because we tend to avoid talking about anything taboo. British people don't really like conflict, which, based on our history, is a bit of a fucking weird thing to say. But we try to avoid conflict in social situations, so we don't really talk about taboo things, you know, religion, politics, money, or, you know, if at work especially this comes up, like, nobody's going to tell you that you're doing something wrong. So a lot of countries and a lot of people from other countries, they want feedback. They want to know if they're doing a good job. They want to know if they're doing something wrong. But British people are not going to tell you. And this is a big problem for language learners that go to the UK, because no one's going to correct your mistakes, because we don't want to upset you by pointing out that you did something wrong. So we're much more likely to just ignore it and tell you, yeah, it's fine, don't worry about it, which can make you a bit paranoid because you don't know if you're doing something wrong or not. And this is what I mean about British politeness has, like, gone too far. Sometimes it'd just be easier if people were direct and told you what you needed to hear, but not in the UK, mate. We don't do that. We just kind of hint at things. You have to be careful with British people, because sometimes we'll say something that feels like a compliment, but it's actually an insult. We'll say, like, oh yeah, that's a pretty interesting jumper you've got on, isn't it? What we mean is, like, what on earth are you wearing? What is that jumper, mate? Come on, get it in the bin. Rubbish. So you have to be careful with British people. Another thing is we're really into P's and Q's. And this means please and thank you. Like, general manners are proper important in England. Always, always use please and thank you, even more than you think you should. Just do it. Otherwise, people might get a bit upset with you if you're not saying please and thank you. And in the same way, we apologise all the time. British people, I'm pretty sure the most commonly used word in the UK is sorry. So much so, if you bump into me, I'm stood there and you bump into me, my first reaction is to say sorry. I didn't do anything wrong, but still, we say sorry all the time. So please, thank you, and sorry. Proper important, make sure you're using them a lot. To kind of survive this one, I would suggest directly asking for feedback from people and just tell them, like, look, I need this direct feedback. Don't beat around the bush, just tell me as it is. And maybe they'll do it, but it's not a guarantee. You'll get used to it eventually, but it takes a while. And speaking of getting used to things, another thing that takes ages to get used to in the UK is the British sense of humour. It's such a weird thing that most people outside of the UK, even Americans or, like, Australians, Canadians, people from New Zealand, whatever, other English-speaking countries really struggle with British sense of humour sometimes, because it's, to be honest, it's a bit weird. You know, the most common thing you're going to find is sarcasm. British people love sarcasm, and that is not me being sarcastic. Like, it's one of those things that is so entrenched in our society that everything and everyone is usually sarcastic. It's hard to take anything seriously. And even if it is serious, we're probably going to be very tongue-in-cheek about it, and we're probably going to, you know, make fun of it. And this can be very hard to get used to. So some things that you need to be aware of is that you can't take what we're saying seriously most of the time. Most of the time, we're being sarcastic. And if you're not sure if a British person is being sarcastic or not, assume that they're being sarcastic, you know, because we do it all the time. And sarcasm is everywhere, from descriptions on websites to signs in the train station and TV. Everything's sarcastic, yeah? So get used to that. You'll also find that British people love taking the piss out of each other. We're not being mean. We're having fun. We're joking around. And especially with your mates, we often take the piss out of them and say mean things, but we're doing it as a joke. We're doing it as a nice way. Don't get offended. Just join in. Say something mean back to them and they'll probably laugh their head off. Most stuff in the UK could be described as being tongue-in-cheek. Tongue-in-cheek is where you say something that's a joke or that's not serious, but you do it in a way where you're pretending it's serious. Like, you've got a proper poker face. You're not showing any emotion, but you say something that's obviously a joke and you pretend like you're taking it seriously. That's really common in the UK as well, which is an absolute nightmare for you guys because it's really hard to work out if you're being serious or not. My wife really struggles with it sometimes. She's like, Dan, are you joking or are you being serious? That's for you to work out, love, not me. I'm just going to be sarcastic and it's your job to work it out. So, but yeah, I understand it's a nightmare for you guys. So, and other things in terms of British humour, we quite like slapstick comedy, you know, physical comedy. And we love puns. Oh my God, British people, big fan of puns or dad jokes, you know, really crap dad jokes. You know, one thing that British people love to do at Christmas time is you buy something called a box of crackers. And it's basically like wooden, not wooden, cardboard tubes that are decorated. And the idea is that two people grab a different end of a cracker and you pull it, right? And whoever gets the biggest part won. And usually inside that tube, there's like a little hat and a little toy. But more importantly, there's a crap joke. And we love the crap jokes. And they're the kind of dad jokes that when you hear it, you don't laugh. You just go, oh, all right. Like, it's always stupid. Like, for example, let me see if I can think of one off the top of my head. I'm reading a book on anti-gravity, but it's impossible to put down. You know, because anti-gravity, put it down. It's, like I said, it's a crap joke. But British people, we're big fans of crap jokes. So I would suggest to survive British humour, spend time watching British comedy shows. I recommend Taskmaster. I already did a full episode all about British TV shows I recommend. Spend some time watching British comedians or British comedy shows. That'll probably help you out. And if in doubt, assume that the person is being sarcastic. And if somebody says something mean to you and they're joking, say something back mean and they'll probably laugh or punch you in the face. One of the two. It's a bit of a gamble in it, but that's life. So the last thing I've got for you today is a humble request from myself. I'd like you, if you're listening to this podcast, to leave me a review. Whatever podcast platform you're using, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, go and leave me a review. 5 stars, obviously, because you've enjoyed it. It really helps me out. It gets the podcast seen by more people. I'd appreciate that. But that's it for this one, and I'll catch you in the next one. See you there!